Elizabeth Barrett Browning, The Beloved, 1806 to 1861. Elizabeth Barrett Browning was one of the most cherished poets, male or female, of her time. Her poems are powerful and gripping, and her personal life was like a lifetime drama. Educated at home, as a child, she borrowed her brother's tutor and studied Latin, history, philosophy, and literature. She ate and drank Greek, and even taught herself Hebrew so she could read the Old Testament. She was writing epic poems by the time she was 12. Barrett Browning struggled with debilitating illness throughout her early life, though she wrote steadily and gained popularity in the 1830s. At the age of 39, she was living an invalid's life of seclusion in her father's house. She received visitors, but almost never left her bedroom. Still, her life had a second act, waiting to unfold. Her 1844 volume, entitled simply Poems, established her as one of Britain's most popular and revered poets. She received buckets of fan mail, including one letter from a Mr. Robert Browning. He wrote, "I do, as I say, love these books with all my heart, and I love you, too." Her severe father had forbidden all 11 of his children ever to marry, so Elizabeth and Robert quietly exchanged some 574 letters over 20 months and fell head over heels in love. One morning, Robert came to Elizabeth's room, and with him she shed what she called her grave clothes and walked out of the bedroom on her own 2 feet for the first time in 6 years. The lovers eloped and settled in Florence, Italy, where Barrett Browning regained her strength, wrote feverishly, and raised a son, the aptly nicknamed Pen. Barrett Browning wrote The Sonnets from the Portuguese between when she met Robert Browning in 1845 and when they were married in 1846. She chose the title because of her husband's nickname for her, his Portuguese, due to her tan skin. It is this mixture of private and public, of strong intellectual force and mysterious winks, that keeps readers rummaging through Barrett Browning's lovely poems today.